The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
It's party time!
Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf live, not in the Oxygen Community Studios, as we are broadcasting from State Farm Stadium overlooking the field, where today we have heard a rumor that human beings will indeed be in pads.
Oh, what an awesome feeling that is. Somebody gather on the transistor and press the ear, because somebody is going to get the face pressed today. There we go. Yes, indeed. Put the hands in the air, Douglas. Somebody is going down. Moments away. Yes, it might be a little more like hours away, but still, raise the hands, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that you better have your mouth guard in today. Otherwise, you might get a little bloody.
And you're sure about this? Because at the beginning, last week, I was thinking, okay, is it a 5-day acclimation period then hit, or is it you can hit on the fifth day?
I
came into practice on Saturday, which was day five, and realized, okay, they're not hitting.
Yes.
Therefore, it's a full 5-day acclimation period.
Right, exactly.
Then I did not want to admit this publicly, but I will now that I found out that they did not hit yesterday.
Okay.
Is that I had just thought I would lay down for a 20-minute nap, and I woke up when practice was over.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, oh, no, I missed the first day of hitting. Thought my career was over. And then I started reading everything and found out there was no hitting. So they didn't even hit on day six.
Yes. Very interesting.
Is this no one understood the rule? Is it camp pillow fight? Is it a case where Cliff Kingsbury believes we're going to hit so hard on Tuesday we don't need to
Idea, Douglas, why they didn't hit. And there was some dispute as to whether or not they were scheduled to hit yesterday.
Okay.
I saw a piece of paper. I was holding the piece of paper that somebody gave me, somebody that I trust, that said pads.
Okay.
All right, so for me,
did you see human beings wearing pads?
They were wearing pads.
Okay.
Some of them had these, these faux shoulder pads on.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. Not the real shoulder pads. They had those soft pads on right there. And so there were pads, but they weren't the pads I was expecting, weren't the pads that I think a lot of people were expecting at that point in time. But today, we are told there will be pads. Oh, and there will be blood.
Is there a chance that the Arizona Cardinals realized that they would be hitting in front of Burns and Gambo and decided, no, we'll wait the next day until Doug and Wolf get here?
Burns and Gambo were out here yesterday? I didn't know they were out here yesterday. That was my nap, you could tell.
No, yeah. No, I just made that up. But I just wanted to slam Burns. That was my
I was
going to
say, somebody give me the wipe so I can wipe this headset down.
That was... That was my only goal there. Man, we have an awful lot to get to today, but we have so much good news, so many things to get to. But obviously, number one is us just sitting here live and being able to somewhat give you reports exactly what's going on here. Now, here's what I mean by somewhat giving you reports. We are not going to be able to tell you that the specific play, but we will be able to tell you that, man, Zaven Collins just blew somebody up.
Right, okay. There you go.
We just can't go into detail, because I know you would want it as a fan base, and we'd like to do that for you. But if we started doing that, the Rams and 49ers would start listening.
Okay, yes.
And there's no reason to help them.
So, you know what, Douglas? Honestly, it's not open to the public today. Is that what you're saying? It's not open to the public.
It's more about, even if it is, and when it is, it's like the team is not scared to death of one, and I'm not trying to be a jerk to anybody, the team hasn't said this specifically, but they're not worried about one guy with 18 followers
Yeah, right.
tweeting out something about exactly what just happened. but it's the fear of an actual broadcast of what's going on.
Right.
How quickly other teams would be able to find that out.
Yeah, we're not going to break it down for you like maybe I would do a little bit in a game. Not going to do that. And why? Let's focus on the players. There's no doubt about that. But, man, I can tell you right now, there's a lot of guys. This has been a chippy camp, and they haven't hit yet. I don't know why that is, Doug Lease, honestly. Is that because it was 6 days? 6 days of getting acclimated to football? 6 days of being acclimated to training camp in the year 2021 of our Lord here in the National Football League? Maybe these guys that have been around forever, think about it, right? J.J. Watt, he didn't hit, but still, what a weird sensation that has got to be. Rodney Hudson was back on the field yesterday. Man, does he look good. Rodney Hudson, to see him out there right now, he's going to make this offensive line so much better based on our hands. It's not even funny. I am so stoked about having what people will tell you is arguably the best center in the National Football League snapping to Kyler Murray right here. Cannot wait to actually see them develop that chemistry. That's what I said. Chemistry between that center and quarterback and actually working together, identifying the mic, identifying protections, turning protections, working together to get the offensive line in the best possible position they can be to actually block any front, any blitz, whatever may be coming, to be on the same page. Cannot wait to see how that develops right there. But man, it just looks so good. And it's been chippy, Doug Lease. I'm coming full circle all the way back.
I admit I didn't know where you were going.
Chippy. We've already had a couple of dust ups down on the field. Dust ups. And they're not even in pads yet. They get pads on right now. Here's a little prediction for you. Somebody is going to brawl today.
Oh.
Here's my prediction. How about that for a prediction? You saying I don't make predictions? How about that? Somebody's going to brawl today.
Do you want to do the wake-up call, or do you want to text Bruce Arians with that opinion?
No.
I drink it up!
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
This is when Erin Maloney, the producer of the Doug and Wolf Show, grabs every headline in the world of sports that she thinks you've got to know this morning, and we react.
Chris Paul agrees to a 4-year contract worth up to $120 million with the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
That was your reaction.
I had no doubt he was going to be a Sun. I had a ton of doubt that it'd be 4 years, and there were a lot of people that said, no, I think it's going to be 4 years. No, I don't think it's going to be 4 years. It's 4 years.
It's 4 years. Chris Paul is coming back. This is the best news possible, and there was a lot of good news coming down from Suns Universe yesterday.
Campaign reportedly agrees to re-sign with the Suns on a 3-year contract, and according to reports, the Phoenix Suns and free agent center JaVale McGee have agreed to a 1-year contract worth $5
million. It's totally unfair that any of us fans or media do this. Totally unfair. You should not expect loyalty, quote-unquote, from players because few organizations show loyalty to them. This is your one shot. You've put any chance of a career in the business world on hold to make as much money as you possibly can in a small window. So campaign had every right to sign anywhere else. So therefore, this is a hypocritical opinion. Before I give it, I admit it. But it's awesome that this organization, and specifically Monty Williams, said, I appreciated who you were in the past. I want to give you another chance. And at a moment where he could have gone anywhere else, campaign says, I want to stay right here with Monty Williams and Chris Paul.
Okay, somebody throw me the baton. I love a parade. All right, I'm telling you right now, yesterday was a Suns parade, man. The signing of Chris Paul. The fact that he was. All right, Mitch, thank you very much. The signing of Chris Paul. And now campaign for 3 more years in JaVale McGee as well. This guy, to me, I think is going to have a real positive influence. It was a great day to be a Suns fan yesterday, Basinonians, was it not?
The D-backs erased a 6-run deficit, but fall to the Giants in extra innings.
You know, I want to give them a little credit. I have been unbelievably harsh. I think they deserve it. I don't apologize for it. But they, I really think there's been games they came in unprepared and they quit. And for them to be down 7-1, especially after a grand slam, and in the very next inning, in a sense, get their own grand slam. I say in a sense because it was two-run homers to get their four runs. That showed an awful lot for a team with fight. I wonder what Torrey Lovello was doing in the 10th inning. I'm never critical of a manager that's 30 games under 500 because sometimes you're making decisions just to see how guys are going to react to it. But the decision to start Aguiar in the 10th was a mistake, in my opinion, strategically, because Chris Bryant crushes lefties.
How about that?
And I don't like that decision, but again, maybe you just want to see what Aguiar's going to do after he had a stellar debut.
You know what? I'm glad that Zach Gallen and Ketel Marte are still here. That's what I'm glad. I'm glad there's a nucleus to build around going forward. I think those two guys are going to be solid. Next.
Oh, okay.
Next.
I admit, Wolf and I thought there was more. There is not. So, therefore, you just learned everything that you need to know. But let's go deep, because the Suns are running it back. The point god. We're reacting to Chris Paul next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Doug Franz, four-time Pro Bowler and former Cards fullback Ron Wolfley. The Doug and Wolf Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Live at State Farm Stadium, we've got a lot to talk about today that is Arizona Cardinals related, of course, and we're excited to give you soft reports of what's going on today at camp. But before camp gets rolling, we're also jacked up for this. I should say camp gets rolling, before practice gets rolling. 7:15 this morning, A.J. Green.
A.J. Green, baby.
So he has been somewhat considered to be the camp hero, the talk of camp. Everybody is mentioning he's got plenty left in the tank. And DeAndre Hopkins even said that, shockingly, it's the best wide receiver he's ever played with. Now, he said 8 different qualifiers to make sure nobody accuses him of saying A.J. Green's career is better than the career of Andre Johnson or Larry Fitzgerald. But he meant specifically at this time frame in A.J. career versus Andre and Larry. So that's something we'll get into both at 6:30 and at 7:15 directly with AJ Green. But the big topic of this morning, your number one topic, was this from Chris Haynes.
Yeah, that's really quite impressive. I think once we got word that Chris Paul would test for games, numbers were thrown out, length of terms were thrown out, and most people thought it was going to be a 3-year deal. I thought it was going to be a 3-year deal until I heard about it this afternoon. But I think what this says is that, look, man, the Phoenix Suns are committed. They're going all in. They're going for it. I reported as well that they re-signed Cameron Payne. So they're trying to right now get bulked up, particularly now in the front court.
That's from NBA TV, and I'm the same boat that he was. I would have written in stone that it's going to be a 3-year deal, and you have to give Robert Sarver credit that he's willing to go to that fourth year. I don't know if that's what was needed. Maybe it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, it should have been a 3-year deal. Well, maybe Chris Paul's not here if it's a 3-year deal. And you have to ask yourself, how are you going to feel when we're sitting here in year 3, year 4, wondering if it was a good deal? But I think we would all agree for the next 2 years, thank goodness that Chris Paul is staying.
It really is crazy because, Doug Lee, there's a lot of people out there saying they had no choice. Mm-hmm. They had to sign Chris Paul. You know what? Frankly, they did have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. They did. A 4-year deal up to $120 million. That's also very interesting, is it not, Douglas? What does that mean? Up to $120 million. Does that mean there's a voidable year there? Does that mean there's some non-guaranteed money?
I am guessing it could be a 3-year deal with a player option again for a year four.
Okay, there you go.
Something like that.
Up to $120 million right now. Chris Paul is going to finish his career as a Phoenix Sun, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Wolfley reporting. That, to me, he's going to finish his career, his storied career, as a Phoenix Sun. And I think that is awesome because the Suns have provided a golden parachute, and yet he is going to live up to it. This is a guy that is a pro's pro all the way through, a guy that takes care of his body. I'm not worried about that at all. The 4 years, it sounds crazy. I know that it sounds crazy until you consider the source. My mama always used to say that. Hoopy always used to tell me, consider the source, right? Well,
really?
I'm considering
like
the source.
Like pre-Adam Schefter, she said something?
Of course. I'm considering the source right now. Chris Paul is the kind of guy you want to give that contract to because he's going to do everything in his power to see it to its end.
Being from the state of New York, did she say the source?
No, he did. No, she did not say the source.
Oh,
right,
okay,
there. Okay,
okay,
I'm just saying. Consider the source. Of course, it's an old saying.
I see.
People reference it all the time, Doug Lease. But honestly, this is great. A symbiotic relationship between Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns.
And then specifically, you're allowed to sign DeAndre Ayton to a contract extension. You're allowed to sign what Chris Paul called his little brother, Mikal Bridges, to a contract extension. And they're all going to be here, if that is done, playing with Chris Paul the whole time. It is such a major announcement for the future of the Phoenix Suns and for the immediate present, in a sense, to know something even better that – unlike the signing in the middle of COVID when we're not totally sure what's about to happen the rest of the year, you've also got an entire offseason with Chris Paul. That doesn't mean every player's going over to his house every Thursday night for pickup or anything like that. But you never know. This is the Euchre score sheet on the back of the scrap paper,
right there,
if you're wondering. Irony. It's a major deal that we don't have any idea, as much as we think we know, what Chris Paul is like in an offseason. We don't know what kind of leader he is in an offseason, and we assume it's just as amazing. So, yeah, the guys are going to get a break. They're going to get an opportunity to spread their wings a little bit. But don't you see Chris Paul offseason get-togethers happening? And then when it's time for the pickup ball that usually happen, I don't know in today's day and age because of COVID how they're going to make this work, but the late August pickup ball to kind of get your body ready for training camp, Chris Paul involved in those scenarios and
right.
things like that that we haven't seen. It's just, it's magical to think of what his leadership is going to do for a team that didn't even know really what leadership at that level was before he signed.
You know what's incredible, Doug Lease? I just cannot get this out of my brain. What's incredible, Basinonians, is going into this season, there's going to be an awful lot of talk. There's going to be a massive conversation about the Phoenix Suns and the fact that they are championship contenders. Think about that. What happened yesterday with Chris Paul, the signing of Chris Paul and bringing back campaign, and I think once again JaVale McGee as a backup center to DeAndre Ayton, the moves that were made by the Phoenix Suns, they're going to be in the middle of the conversation for winning a championship this season. That is, hey, everybody, you know what? It's a good day. Can I give me a little Snoop Dogg back there, as a matter of fact? Give me a la 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 la, whatever that is right there. Can we get a little
da 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 da
da da da da da?
It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg!
Snoop Dogg!
Da 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 da. I love that, right? This is going to be an awesome year to be a Phoenix Suns fan going into this season, and let's hope everybody remains healthy and safe.
Now, one of the things that was kind of funny is yesterday DeAndre Hopkins is talking to the media.
D-Hop.
And for those of you who don't know, D-Hop, fantastic basketball player as well. And so in the conversation of everything, Cardinals, training camp, NFL, blah, 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 he was asked by, I think it was by Bobby Mack, but I can't remember who it was specifically.
It was always Bobby.
About how he felt about watching the fan base cheer for the Suns and watching Chris Paul and watching how they were galvanized by not only the fans, but the leadership of Chris Paul.
What up, B-Mac?
And there's something, a little tidbit about DeAndre Hopkins that we didn't know. Listen to him talk about off-season camp.
I love Chris Paul. Chris Paul is one of my favorite players. I went to his camp when I was in, I want to say like ninth grade. I went to one of his camps. So, you know, the history of Chris Paul is, you know, it goes back, you know, my respect for him. Obviously, the Suns didn't get the job done, but they got some good guys over there that's, I'm pretty sure it's going to go hard this offseason. You know, who knows? Hopefully, we can get another superstar over there to help those guys out and build that super team. But, you know, it's a good team. It's a great team.
How about that right there? D-Hop, he went to his camp. Oh, my goodness. Come on. That is awesome. Oh, that is so cool. Remember George Patton, ladies and gentlemen, who was looking at Rommel through his binoculars, and he said, Rommel, you big beautiful, I read your book. Right?
That, you big beautiful what?
That's a little, don't worry about it.
Oh, Douglas. I see.
All right, there's a little flashback right there for you. DeAndre Hopkins looking at Chris Paul. I went to your camp. That's got to be a weird situation right there, too, especially when you're in ninth grade. Just think about that, basically, right? And if you're in ninth grade right now, I apologize if you are. But it's just kind of a weird a deal, right? When you're a freshman in high school, it's just you're trying to make your way and figure it out. And, you know, are you going to be cool? Are you not going to be cool? Are you sitting at the cool table? I mean, you're trying to figure all this stuff out. And suddenly you're at Chris Paul's camp. Interesting.
I didn't think it counted sitting at the cool table when the cool table sat about 12 and we tried to put 15 people in it because no one wanted to admit you didn't belong.
Well, it got very uncool that point.
Yeah, it should have, but we did it anyway. I still to this day don't know why I wasn't strong enough to say, you know what, I don't need your cool table.
Well, perception.
But I tried to cram into it. Perception. Text rebound to 620-620 to receive an invitation to the exclusive Suns off-season virtual event featuring Arizona sports host and other special guests. Text rebound to 620-620. This Valley Virtual Series is presented by 72 Sold, where you can get a higher price. Coming up next, A.J. Green is off to an impressive start for the Arizona Cardinals, and Wolf will tell you everything he's seen at camp that backs up why A.J. Green is the talk of camp. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Training camp coverage brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer and 72 Sold.
Hi, this is AJ Green, and you're listening to 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
I expect AJ to have a big year. Glad he's on the team.
AJ gets enough footballs this year. He may just be comeback player of the year.
He's been really impressive when you see him on the field with that type of size, with that type of movement skills.
AJ Green breaks the tackle, streaking toward the end zone. Yeah. Touchdown!
Yeah, man, I feel like I have a lot left in the tank.
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals. Now.
We're live at State Farm Stadium today, the Doug and Wolf Show. We are not in the Auction Community Studios, and we'll actually be here every day the rest of the week following the Cardinals getting ready for the 2021 season. And thanks for waking up with the two of us today. A.J. Green, wide receiver, major addition for the Arizona Cardinals, will join us later this morning as he has practice at 8 and will talk to you at 7:15. And just to kind of really punch you in the face with something, please keep in mind you will hear his newest teammate in DeAndre Hopkins reiterate multiple times, don't run with this in a way that disparages Larry Fitzgerald or Andre Johnson in any way. But he's talking about in the form of where they are at this point in their careers, if he ranked the receivers on who he thought was the best player he's had as a teammate at that exact point, guess who he goes with? A.J. Green.
I probably haven't played with anybody of his caliber also. I know you guys probably going to take that and run with it. But, you know, I say that, you know, Larry obviously is a Hall of Famer. I got to play with him later in his career. Andre Johnson got to play with him later in his career. I feel like, you know, you should take this phrase also and run with it. But the reason I say that is because, you know, A.J. still got a lot in the tank. And other two Hall of Famers that I played with, I would say, were on the end of their career. Taught me a lot, but I feel like AJ is still in his prime.
Boy, that is something right there. Once again, the name of AJ Green, Douglas. This is just fascinating to me. How many people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. If you're in the know, if you know the game of football, if you're around football at the highest level our species can generate, and you're watching an Arizona Cardinals practice in training camp, there's one name you're going to mention at some point in time, and it's AJ Green. Isn't that bizarre? the way that A.J. Green is having this incredible training camp right here. Even yesterday, again, two more touchdowns from A.J. Green. It's very, very competitive out here. They didn't have pads on. There's no doubt about it. But they had the spiders on, the soft shells on. They had them out here, and they were getting after it. Again, a very physical, very competitive practice for having the spiders on. And then A.J. Green over the top on a post just ran by not only the safety, but the corner, and Kyler Murray put it out there. Chunk throws. That is the one thing that I've noticed. There's a lot more chunk throws that are going on right now with the Arizona Cardinals than what I've seen, and A.J. Green has been on the receiving end of a lot of those.
One of the things that's going to be interesting then is you had said this immediately after the David Johnson trade, and you never stopped saying it, of how good D-Hop is and probably best in the league at the contested ball reception. And listen to, just kind of imagine the possibilities when you hear what Cliff Kingsbury says about A.J. Green over the middle.
It'll be big. And when you have a shorter quarterback, particularly to have a big guy like that where you can see over the line and see that big target coming across the middle, he's year in, year out, one of the highest rated guys in catching the ball in traffic, and I don't see that changing this season.
Little Freudian slip right there, Cliff. Is that what it was? What? What are you laughing at? What are you?
I agree with you.
I'm just saying, coming across the middle. What? Here it is. What are we going to do, Cliff? We're going to play act. Is that what we're going to do? Run to the match point. All of a sudden, pull up in the pocket and dink right across the middle because they're going to be sucked up. Listen, don't get me started on this. A.J. Green. I think the biggest surprise again from this receiver, it's not the fact that he's running all these routes that are short and intermediate over the middle. He's running routes down the sideline. He's running routes deep. He's running routes because of his speed down the field that I have to tell you, I just did not expect to see it. I did not expect to see it to this degree. And it's one of the reasons why you've got Cliff Kingsbury talking about it. It's one of the reasons why you get every teammate, whoever you talk to, who's having a great camp, A.J. Green is in the top three names that somebody mentions. Who's having a great camp? A.J. Green. Oh, and for the record, Robert Alford as well. Robert Alford is the other guy
we're talking about. We're not talking about
that one. There we go again. There we go. It's the truth. It is what it is. You can only go with what you see.
Now, the thing about A.J. Green that is fascinating to me, and I can't wait to talk to him about this coming up at 7:15, is I know a lot of you hate me for this, but hey, travel the country. Okay, that's all I can tell you, is get around the country and see it for yourself. There is nothing that compares to SEC football until you see it, until you're a part of it.
Nothing compares to you.
Until you – oh, my God.
It's such a cheeseball song, is it not?
I can't believe
you. Who is that? Sinead? Is that Sinead O'Connor?
Yes, I think
nothing,
so.
Oh, my goodness. No, but it's anyway, so bad.
So he grows up in South Carolina, and imagine everybody is saying to him, you're the greatest thing in the world.
To you.
Then he has his choice of where he's going to college, and it is the most massive recruiting hunt down to try to be able to get him to commit to your school. Then he goes to Georgia and becomes the darling of Georgia. Then he's an early first-round pick for the Bengals, and then it's all about trying to lift up to a more abound franchise. I don't even know what that word means. And what's amazing about it is he's always the guy. He's always the hero. And for the first time in his life, he's coming off of this tenure where you stink. I don't believe in you. I don't want you anymore.
Yeah.
And to go through that, you're always hurt. You're always this. You're always that. And all of these people that turned on him so quickly. And now you're the talk of camp. And I realize this could go in a million different ways.
Sure.
When the season starts. But the amazing motivation I'm assuming that man has after having the thoughts of everyone around you that you try to say doesn't matter. And we all know it does. And we all know it can bother people. And now that's where his career is. And to turn it around and be the talk of camp, if he carries this through to the regular season, you could see a fantastic year, especially if you've got more over the top and D-Hop cover getting doubled.
I love that, Douglas. That is an excellent thing to say right here. And it triggers a thought, a memory in my mind. My 10th year in the NFL, Basinonians, I am not comparing my career to A.J. Green. Hear me.
I was wondering. Okay.
Heed my words, and hear me well on that, I'm not comparing my career. I'm comparing my experience with A.J. Greens. And I can tell you that 10th year, 1995, when I played for the St. Louis Rams, ladies and gentlemen, the only player to play for the St. Louis and the Arizona, or the St. Louis Cardinals, as a matter of fact. Just a little trivia answer right there. If you're ever in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and they ask you that question.
You're not going to be.
Okay, I'm just saying, Doug Lee. So it's a possibility. But once again, 1995, going back in that 10th year and getting the opportunity to play the game again after sitting out with a bad back in 1994, my brothers, I can tell you right now, it was huge for me. Just absolutely huge. And walking in for the first time in this new place, this new environment with this new paradigm, and saying, this is going to be maybe my last year. I didn't know if it was going to be my last year. I was hoping to get maybe 12 years out of it, but I thought maybe this could be my last year with all the talk that is surrounding around A.J. Green and the seasons he's had, the last two seasons in particular, in Cincinnati, coming here. Now, all of a sudden, people are questioning, to your point, whether or not he can still play. Mm-hmm. And he comes in here, and he is refreshed. You can see it. He has hit the reset button on his career. The old adage that says a change of scenery will do you good. I think it is really, really having a profound effect on A.J. Green. And I would wonder how Pat P. is doing up in Minnesota as well.
Because I forgot to read about there.
I always thought that would get Pat P.'s attention again. Mm. A different scenery, a different scene, I should say, a different environment. And now all of a sudden, Pat P., I expect him to have a good year, too. We'll see.
Anytime you Google Vikings camp, all you hear is Mike Zimmer ripping everyone for not getting vaccinated.
Oh, my goodness.
So I haven't really studied it enough. I haven't gotten past that layer to get to what kind of camp Pat P. is having.
Zim don't play that.
No, he's fired up.
Zim don't play that.
Him and Ron Rivera are just going after people that are on the team.
Zib, you got to settle down, man.
He's lost most of his quarterback room. That's kind of crazy. We've got a lot more here live from State Farm Stadium. And as I said before, A.J. Green coming up later on this morning before practice. So practice starts at 8, and he'll be live with us at 7:15. So we'd love to have you as a part of it. If you are interested, if there's something you want to know from A.J. Green, you can always text us your thoughts. Add your name to it to the FanDuel text line at 620-620. Coming up, NBA free agency underway. Suns make huge moves to put themselves right back into contention. And one major Western Conference team has not made that magical announcement yet. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Doug Franz, four-time Pro Bowler and former Cards fullback Ron Wolfley. The Doug and Wolf Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Man, where do you start? Where do you start with the job of James Jones other than us going through the humiliation of saying the words we hate on the Doug and Wolf Show? That is, Wolf was right.
Oh, no.
When you talk about your famous grapevine, they got an awful lot done when you're only allowed to be talking at 3 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, right.
And they got an awful lot done fast. But let's start with Chris Haynes. He's from NBA TV. And, Minch, cut number one. It is something that you will, if you think about, you might have seen him on a lot of the reporting on as a sideline reporter in the NBA. And I'm amazed. I don't know Chris Haynes personally, never met him. But you can tell when players talk to Chris Haynes on the sideline at the end of games, they have a very genuine respect for him and the job that he does as a reporter. And so when you hear him talk, you can know, hey, this is something that's been backed up by other people. And when he looked at the moves they made in the offseason, he says they're making a statement.
They're looking for big man depth. They're looking to get another big back there behind DeAndre Ayton. So Phoenix Suns, they're all in. They're trying to shore this thing up and trying to make sure that last season was not just a fluke of a year. They want to go out there and prove that they're a legitimate championship contending team. And so the first part was Sure enough, Chris Paul, they got Cameron Payne. There's some other guys they're going after as well. I might as well throw out there, they're also looking at JaVale McGee. Mm. So they're trying to get him. JaVale McGee has other options as well. So that's one big man that they're trying to find, that they're trying to convince to come over.
Whether you stand up on the table and love JaVale McGee, whether you want to mock him for some of the bloopers, you know, way over the years, all you have to do is look at this. That he just said he's got a lot of other options and the Suns are trying to convince him to come here. And players come to one specific place for three reasons. 5%, 3 to 5% is the weather. 45% is their teammates and 50% is the money.
I see.
So therefore, they made something work, and he says, I want to be a Sun because I like the direction of that organization.
My goodness, where do you begin on this one, Douglas, honestly? Campaign. Let's start with campaign right there. 3 years, $19 million. Campaign. When this is all said and done, when the details come out with Chris Paul and his contract, I have this feeling, Basinonians, somehow, some way, the campaign contract was tied to Chris Paul. I have no proof of that, of course, but to me, it just seems like this is who Chris Paul is all about. Somehow, some way, we've got to bring back campaign as well. Not only because Chris Paul had such a profound effect and impact on campaign, but maybe because Chris Paul doesn't think he's done with campaign and mentoring campaign and developing campaign. And to me, I just knowing the impact that campaign had for the Phoenix Suns, I bet he didn't get an argument from James Jones at all on that. Didn't get an argument from Monty Williams on that at all. Bringing back campaign as the backup point guard to Chris Paul, I can't help it, Basinonians, but something tells me CP3 was involved in that as well with his contract. We'll see when the details come out. I could be dead wrong, absolutely dead wrong on that, but it would not surprise me whatsoever just knowing the character of Chris Paul. Now, in regard to JaVale McGee, I have to tell you, I like that. You know, we've been talking about bringing somebody in. Hassan Whiteside was my guy. That was the guy, somebody who'd come in and just hack somebody, just brutalize somebody. Well, you know what? JaVale McGee's kind of like that. That's a guy 33 years old right now, a guy that has really kind of had his career totally turned around, a rebirth, if you will, of his career. A guy that is a good defender, a guy that is an experienced player, and a guy that's got some size and will hack you. I like that.
I think the one thing it's important to remember with McGee is imagine a player of that overwhelming athleticism when most of your life you are the best player on the floor simply because you're an amazing athlete. And then he gets to the NBA, and it's the frightening realization,
oh my goodness,
I'm really not that good of an offensive player. And I think he struggled for a while accepting that because he kept trying to think, I'm an offensive player. And once he flipped the switch to say, you know what they call a defensive stopper in the NBA? A millionaire. Once he started to realize, wait, I can have a 10-year career in this league, he has really transformed. And here's what makes him really special, in my opinion. One of the big problems of this team was both offensively and defensively when DeAndre Ayton went to the bench during the playoffs. Well, McGee is going to help you on the defensive side of things. And offensively, he has one move, the alley-oop. And you're going to have one of the greatest alley-oop passers of all time in Chris Paul as a teammate.
Why is that, Douglas? Because he signed a 4-year contract?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I see you wanted to go back there.
Well,
and I think that's an area of campaign's game where he hasn't developed but has the ability to. So if both of these two are on the bench and campaign's amazing slashing, the only thing I'd really like to see campaign work on is better ability to see the floor while slashing.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal at getting to the rim, but a lot of times he gets there and doesn't even realize somebody else is more open. If he develops a chemistry coming off the bench with JaVale McGee, now you bring out the one aspect of McGee offensively, which you don't really sign him for, but you're going to get that benefit with those two point guards. So they've had a fantastic offseason, and the offseason's lasted about 15 hours.
I wish they could have kept Torrey Craig. Somehow, some way, I wish they could have kept Torrey Craig. He went.
I didn't think he'd be here until he signed. I think his deal's 2 years, $10 million.
I was
kind of like, well, wait a minute. That's not breaking the bank.
Yeah, no, I know, man.
And there's different rules, the mid-level exception, yep, the biannual exception, blah, 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 blah. But you could have fit it in. But it's interesting they chose not to. They must think we've got other options that we need to explore, and Torrey Craig isn't necessarily a backup center, so therefore give the money to McGee.
But the best thing, once again, just to have Campaign back in the fold, that backup point guard, somebody that can come in, give the Suns a different element, a different component, a different schematic that defenses have to deal with outside of Chris Paul.
Last Thursday night was the draft. Friday morning, James Jones knows the rules. You draft or make trades on draft night.
Yes.
You then join the Doug and Wolf show the next day.
Right.
And you asked him about Campaign.
I mean, well, first I would always say, I try to not be sensitive. I mean, I'm extremely sensitive to it. When we talk about our guys, I always try to avoid saying peace. These guys are team members. And so as far as being a team member, the way he played this year was phenomenal. You know, I couldn't be happier for Cam. And I know the team we all enjoyed, you know, his success. You know, he's a kid that has played his way back into the position he should be in, which is a really good quality rotation NBA player. And so we're excited for what he's done. Looking forward to talking to him soon. To keep him with us, because we know how valuable he was for us. And I still believe there's a lot more growth to his game that coach can unlock.
There is a lot more growth to his game right there. I totally agree with James Jones on that. I love James Jones. I appreciate James Jones because he's a general manager that thinks like a player. I love that. Now, you've got to blend the executive as well. You've got to blend that with the player. But I love the fact that he doesn't forget what it's like to be a player and never will forget that.
Really interesting to see how Campaign's development's going to go, because there's two ways. You finally put yourself back, quote-unquote, on the top of the mountain as an NBA player to get this type of contract. So does that relax you to the point, hey, I've already made it, and you fall on your face? Or is it the fire that burned when you were playing in China, that when everybody doubted you and thought you were a bust, that got you back to this level? Is it now more of, I can now, for the rest of my life, put money away as a concern, and all I have to do is focus on being the best son? Not trying to attract people, not trying to find what team's going to use me, not all that stuff, just focus on being a great player within your organization. If it's the latter, look out.
Yeah, don't know how Campaign is feeling about that, Doug Lease. Don't know, but I think Chris Paul's like, come here, Cam. Let's talk about this.
I think we'll be okay on that front. You're about 20 minutes away from A.J. Green, the newest Arizona Cardinal, joining us here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Up next, D-Hop speaks, and he said some of the magic words we've all been wondering about his quarterback. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.